Hi, this is Dick Vermeil. And if you're not listening to the grilling guys and following Bob's instructions, you're losing out, buddy.
Welcome back. You are listening to the Grilling Guys each and every Saturday on 107.3 WBBL-FM. We are down in the Grand Rapids studios looking out at this cloudy day. Great day to fire up your smoker. Also a great day for a wedding, Bob. We got a little wedding today. Bob's eldest daughter, Emily, is getting married today, and we're going to have a little celebration. Let's talk a little bit about that because it's kind of cool what they got going on.
Yeah, it is. I know that all the girls right now are downtown. I think they're at the Amway, and they're probably, spending way too much time putting makeup on and might even be having mimosas by now. So cheers, girls. And the guys are probably still sleeping because that's what we do.
Right. Exactly.
No makeup needed. Yeah. But it is. Emily is my oldest child, and it's just kind of a cool thing. We did the rehearsal last night. Wonderful little church in Alto, Methodist Church, and the reverend's name is, I believe it's Dean, and the guy is hysterical. He's probably 65, 70 years old, just lost his wife, but he's just one of these big, stodgy guys, and he's got a dry wit that is just wonderful. So it's going to be a great ceremony. And it's all in the 1940s movie theme, so... You know, weddings have themes now. Not like when we got married. The theme was, we're getting married.
Yeah.
So, Emily and Matt are both live in Hollywood, and a lot of their friends came out here for the wedding from Hollywood. So, they're big movie buffs working in the industry out there, and it's just going to be very cool. A lot of the girls are all wearing vintage 40s dresses.
Hope they got them cleaned. I'm sure they did.
That's the best you can do?
Right.
Yeah. Good. Thanks. Yeah.
You said you were going to roll with us, so get rolling here, brother. We're dying. No, but anyway, so going to have a great celebration tonight. Lots of people doing it in Grilling Guys fashion. I think everything's going to be just a ton of fun there.
Yeah, and I want to also give a shout-out to the boys up at K&M Dodge because Monday I get to go pick up a brand-new caravan.
Wow, cool.
I can't wait. Those guys, I'm going to go up and grill for them. Going to go up and grill for them. Yeah, we need a new grilling rig, and they got one picked out for us. But I'm going to bring the tech up there, and I think I'll make a raid on Sobeys and maybe Old World Olive Press and just do a little razzle-dazzle.
Yeah, should be a lot of fun. Let's talk a little bit about Old World Olive Press because we just had Dave Engels on from Best Chance 2, spent the whole morning out shooting some ducks and geese. And I've got one quick recipe for those of you that got the a little bit of extra goose in the freezer, or if you get a fresh one. Real simple. It's just a marinade. Like he said, cut the goose breast away from the bone so you've just got the breast meat there. I take about 1-inch slices across the grain, and then I'm going to put that in a baggie with 2 parts of the roasted sesame oil, EVOO, from Old World Olive Press, and then 1 part, their cinnamon pear balsamic. Marinate that for about an hour. Then I'm going to throw it on a smoker and bring it up to about 150, the meat itself. So do a little temperature probe. Again, the key here is you don't want to overcook it. Cook it so it's done, but you don't want to overcook it because it'll get real tough. But that sesame pear combination on top of that fresh goose breast, fabulous, fabulous.
What are you going to serve for a drink with that?
You know, probably just a lighter microbrewed beer because,
No wine?
No, I'm not going to go with wine on this one just because of who I'm going to be serving it to. But that Jawjacker from Arcadia is a pumpkin spice ale that we were given a couple cases of that in the last couple weeks when you ran into Tim down there. And just that, I think that's going to be a great, the spicy taste with the fruitiness of
that's the best pumpkin beer I've ever had.
Yeah, it is. It's really
good. I brought
really
some to
good.
The bachelor's party for Matt, and that went first. And I also brought up a 5-gallon little 5-gallon canister of Schmoe's Amber Teas. Thank you, Chaz.
Yeah.
The boys loved it. They drained it first.
You know, those are both light beers, and as this season changes and it gets a little cooler during the day, I tend to go towards heavier beer and a little bit of the darker beers.
It's
a little
so
more
exciting,
flavor.
Isn't it? You finally get to start drinking stouts again.
Yeah, and I think the reason that I do that, and I'm curious if you feel the same way, is that when it's summer, I tend to drink a lot more beer, and it's more for a thirst quenching thing. When it gets a little cooler, I don't need my thirst quench so much. It's just I enjoy the flavor, and the bigger, darker, heavier stouts just have a lot of flavor profiles in them that you can enjoy them. You know, maybe take 15 minutes to drink a beer rather than 3 in 15 minutes when you're really thirsty.
Yeah, I'm still sitting on that anniversary stout from Frankenmuth, too.
Yeah, I know. I got a bottle of that as
well. Oh, that's going to be good.
That's almost a showpiece. I'm not sure I want to open that.
I'm afraid to open it.
Yeah, exactly. What good is a beer
that
you're afraid to open?
I think KBS is out right now, isn't it, at Founders? Is the KBS, Kentucky Breakfast Stout?
Yeah.
Isn't that out right now?
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of great breweries, a lot of great places around town to get a great microbrew. Go grab a burger and a stout, and man, that's Saturday afternoon, especially on a day like today. It's a little bit rainy, a little bit cold. You know, go try one of these places that serves a little bit of food and try one of their microbrews. I just think that's a great way to spend a rainy Saturday afternoon, man.
Yeah, that's right. You know, we always close a show with a song, and the song I'm going to close with today is the one that. It's just really touching, but it's I Loved Her First from Heartland, and this that goes out to my daughter, Emily, because I know she's not picking it for the father-daughter dance tonight, so I want to be able to play it once anyway.
There you go. But right now, it's time for a little bit of Man Law. Now you're a man! A man, man, man! Now you're a man! A manny, manny, man! A man, man, man! You are now a man! You're a man! Now you're a man!
That's right. And today's Man Law comes to you from Vicky's Pasty in Saranac, and also available in Ada at Maryland's. Darn good pasties. Now, this kind of weather, this is pasty weather, baby. Good cold, wet day. You don't have to grill. Go get a pasty, and Vicky's is a place to get it. Today's Man Law, is it time to retire? High five, Jot. What do you think?
God, I wish I could, but I can't. So, no, it's not time to retire for me.
The answer is yes. The high five is being overused, but it's given a continuance until a replacement is found. And I think the knuckle pump is about taking over for it.
Yeah, yesterday was my birthday, and we went out to the Flat River Grill down in Lowell, and there was about a two-year-old, and I reached around, and I gave him the high-five sign, and he looked at me like I was crazy. His mom, you know, whispers to me, knuckle bump. So I close my hand and stick it out there, and he knuckle bumped me. So I said, you're right. I think that's the newest one that happened to me just last night.
I think our train's leaving the station.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is. Hey, I got to have a shout-out. I got a new friend out there that claims to be a fanatic about the show. His name's Daryl Payne, a guy I met. Just, hey, Daryl, wanted to say, hey, what's up? Thanks for being a loyal listener, because I'm really enjoying getting to know you, and we're glad you enjoy the Grilling Guys, because you know we do as well.
That's right, and thanks to all the guys who came in for the bachelor's party. Peace, love, and barbecue, bros.
Lost in the moment and each other's face. So much in love, you're alone in this place. Like there's nobody else in the world. I was enough for her not long ago. I was her number one, she told me so. And she still means the world to me, just so you know. So be careful when you hold my girl. Time changes everything, life must go on. I'm not gonna stand in your way. I loved her first, I held her first, and a place in my heart will always be hers. From the first breath she breathed, when she first smiled at me, I knew the love of a father runs deep. And I prayed that she'd find you someday. But it's still hard to give her away. I loved her first. How could that beautiful woman with you be the same freckle faced kid that I knew? One that I read all those fairy tales to, and tucked into bed all those nights.
And I knew the first time I saw you with her.
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.